Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just got done talking to Spencer Davies over from Cleveland Cavaliers on SI. Some really good stuff out of Spin as always. That's a man that's willing to go to bat for Darius Garland. Jax, you might be able to learn some lessons. Take some lessons, all right? You're supposed to be the number one Darius Garland supporter. That man's going to bat and going all the way, and you aren't.
He's kind of bringing me back.
I saw you were up there. You went wild in the studio. He started listing off facts about Darius Garland. Jax's arms went in the air. He was rising up. I mean, listen, Spencer fit the motto of the Cavs very well. You let him know. Are we back? Are we officially back? If I say Jax's sweet prince, Darius Garland. Oh, baby. Oh, my God. We are so back. Jax, talk to me. Is he off the table? Is he off the table now?
No, I still don't think he's off the table.
Okay.
For the right price.
You'd be willing to do it. Still.
Yes.
Okay.
But for Jalen Suggs, absolutely not. What are we doing?
No, and like, listen, I know what Chris is doing there, and it's not like not a conversation like to try to get things to get clicks. It's not what it is. It's a general framework. It's like, okay, these are deals that make sense with teams that, well, quite frankly, the deals can make sense with, right? Like, you can actually get something done. And listen, Jalen Suggs fits a couple of things that the Cavs would want to do, right? Get tougher, get a little bit better defensively at the guard position. You're just not getting enough back. Even if there's picks involved in that, you're not getting enough back to offset the production that Darius puts out.
Yeah, no. There's the offensive game is not even close. Like, we need someone else who can put it in the basket. That's what you're hoping Evan Mobley can do, but it sure as hell ain't going to be Jalen Suggs. I did like the, the Timberwolves trade, though. I think I would do that.
JD McDaniels, Dante DiVincenzo.
And there was one, Terrence Shannon Jr.
Yes.
Yeah. I would do that.
Somebody said that the DG trade would make them feel like a Mavs fan losing Luka.
Oh, that's so overblown. That is the most just wild outlandish take.
I was in that position probably like a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I'd agree. But if it was that Timberwolves trade, I'm doing that 100 times out of 100.
I really don't think the Timberwolves have any. They have a reason to go out and do it. Yeah, they could use a guard. But, like, do we really think they're giving up that much? They're giving up the house for Darius Garland? Like, you look at that trade and say, obviously, so you say yes on the Cavs side. Would you say yes on Minnesota's side to that?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Strictly because of Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, and, I mean,
he's very important to their team.
Yeah, according to Ant, they have Jaden McDaniels, right?
This comes up all the time, yeah. Got Jaden McDaniels.
Medium-sized businesses. Yeah, like, I don't need anything else. They got Jaden McDaniels.
I mean, him and Mobley? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'd love it. But that's the thing. I don't think Minnesota does that. I think they have to give up too much of pieces where we're talking about how important and how impactful depth is, where they're giving up a starter and then two really good of their depth bench pieces to get over what hump? Like, there's open shots for Ant, even in the series against Oklahoma City. That team's just incredible defensively, but got him past everyone else.
I like Trey Murphy, too.
I like Trey Murphy.
Did he add anything else on that? I can't remember.
Yeah, Jose Alvarado. And then he said some other pieces and parts.
You're going somewhere with Trey Murphy. Jose Alvarado. No.
The obvious pick there was the fact that he's a defender and he'd be a backup guard. Yeah. Like, he's not going to be your starting point guard. But like, I don't hate it. It's something. I do like Trey Murphy. It just feels like you're getting pennies on the dollar again. Like, I'm just getting absolutely fleeced once again.
You averaged like 24 points a game this year.
I'm not saying, okay, maybe pennies on the dollar was a little disrespectful, but I feel like I'm getting shortchanged, for
sure. Donovan, the point guard. Strew, shooting guard.
That's great.
Trey Murphy, power forward.
So
small forward.
The only thing we're doing is Donovan brings the ball up every time and is gassed out by possession three in the second half.
That's where Jose Alvarado comes in.
Yeah, that's where he starts sprinting around. Yeah, go. Jose, take it away. Just dribble the ball as fast as you can. Not enough. I'm glad we're back here, though. This music, it's good. I like that we got Jax back on the board. We're going to slowly convince you. Maybe I just have Spencer on every day to hype up Darius Garland.
He said Darius Garland and Steph Curry in the same sentence, and it got the juices flowing.
He also shut you down on that. He's like, I'm not saying he's going to become Steph Curry.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I was sad, but yes, I agree.
Yeah, but he's not wrong. Like, the body type. I mean,
and
Steph
I also like how
weight.
He said, I don't know why everybody just goes to blame Darius Garland for everything.
He called him a human pinata.
Yeah. Messed up.
He's not wrong either. Like, listen, I think some of the hate on Darius, and maybe hate's too strong of a word. I think some of the blaming, the finger pointing on Darius makes sense. Like, he hasn't showed up in the playoffs.
He earned some of it, yeah. But the amount that he gets, I don't think it's nearly, like, he should not be getting this much hate.
No, I don't think so either. I think a lot of what we walk into from, especially this playoffs, if you're looking at this and going, Darius Garland was the reason we didn't win, I would argue that Darius Garland being absent was probably part of the reason you didn't win.
The first game he played, when he came back, it was completely different.
It was an entirely different offense. The ball actually moved. You didn't have to rely on Donovan to do everything. You didn't get to the fourth quarter like you did in game two, and Donovan's out of gas, and he can't even get inbounds and be able to take an inbound and break off his defender. Like, you had a completely different offense. Now, yes, I think that you look at games 4 and 5, Darius underperformed. I think the toe was obviously bothering him. That was visually apparent. I just, the thing that hurts is you want to see Darius healthy in the playoffs. And not like relatively healthy, because technically, like, not this most recent year that we're actively in, but the year prior in the playoffs, he was quote unquote healthy. But like Spencer laid out, like, he came in underweight. He couldn't find a rhythm. He had his jaw wired shut not long before that playoff started. Like, he wasn't really healthy in that playoffs at all, going up against Orlando and going up against Boston. I think we need to see a proper, healthy Darius Garland. And yes, where Jax is too. You get the right price, Darius can be moved, because there's part of this team that needs to be shaken up. Can they make good with what they have right now? Maybe, but you can also make better probably with being able to move one of these pieces if it makes sense.
And if it was my choice, I'm moving Jared Allen before I move Darius Garland, 100%.
I think that's a really good thing that Spencer lays out too. And honestly, the more and more people that I listen to that cover the Cavs and cover the NBA, it sounds like, and they tend to agree, it's the exact same thing. It's like, no, moving off of Jared Allen probably helps you more, because you start to unlock Evan Mobley. In him playing the five, like, we had a caller earlier, and I can't remember which one it was off the top of my head, but somebody laid out the idea that you don't actually get better by moving Jared Allen and making Evan play the five, and he'd be better at the four. Like, yes, if you think traditional power forward center, Evan Mobley much more fits the build of a power forward. But the idea of everything that you can do and the way that basketball has shifted to have five guys on the floor that can shoot the basketball the same way that Boston does, the same way that a lot of the lineups that OKC runs out, they can, although, like, Hartenstein's not shooting the three, but they run out different lineups for a lot of the game that does include a lot of guys that can shoot the ball.
Pacers, Miles Turner, and Siakam.
Yeah, like both of those guys can shoot from beyond the arc. Or Siakam, less so from beyond
sometimes
the arc.
Sometimes he can.
Every once in a while.
You got to respect it.
Yeah, and he's got a good enough mid-range that it's like he's not clogging the paint either. So I think that you expand the Cavs' offense and you make it 100% fluid. You make it dynamic to the point where you're playing like sort of positionless basketball where everybody can be anywhere on the offense, or at least positionless offense, where it's like, okay, yeah, like, is Evan still going to grab offensive boards? Yes, but it's not like plant him in the center and he has to stay right around the paint and play like a traditional center does. You get these different scenarios where you can actually spread the floor and properly use him and allow him to improve his shot, allow him to improve his ball handling and be able to drive to the lane. And I think that's where a lot of this team gets better. So yeah, I'd be looking at Jared Allen. But if I'm being honest, I think that a lot of what this comes down to, and like I told you, I think there was a dramatic shift somewhere from the end of the playoffs until now where people were trade one of these guys has to be gone, to now a lot of what I'm seeing and hearing is just keep the core four together. Keep these guys together. There's no reason to move off them. Look what they did this year. Some of that to me feels like people in Cleveland are afraid that you make a trade, and especially hearing some of the ones laid out by Chris today, you make a trade and the team gets worse. Right? Like you lose a trade. I think there's a fear set in that you make one of these moves and somehow the Cavs get worse. It's not even somehow. I mean, we listen to the names. It feels like in a lot of those, from name value alone, the Cavs get worse. That's what I'm asking. 216-474-0092. Do you feel that there's a fear that you get worse if you make a trade? Is that the reason you don't want to move off of them? Is it not that you believe in the development of Darius Garland and Jared Allen and this group's ability to keep climbing, but more so that you believe in that more than you believe that a trade could actually make you better, especially hearing names like Jalen Suggs is the one for one, the easy sort of one to pick on as the one for one guy that you could look at. I think it's a lot more that and a lot less of everybody staring at this thing and going, it's got to work, right? We've been getting so much better. Because, yeah, part of it's injuries, and you'd love to see this team healthy. Guys, Jared Allen was healthy, healthy as can be this entire year. He still didn't show up in the playoffs. Still didn't do what he was needed to do. He took the backseat that he was taking as Spencer laid out, that, yeah, maybe you're not going through and you've asked him to do a little bit more of the dirty work here. Set the screens, grab the boards, make your timing at the rims and shoot the ball less. It felt like he was still doing that. Maybe minus grabbing the rebounds part. It felt like he was still doing that by game five of a Pacer series that you lost in five. There's places to get better. And I think that you do have to empower and look at this thing as you need Donovan and you need Evan to be the classic 1-2 punch. Everything else has to be gravy, right? It needs to be extra. And you need a lot of the extra stuff and you need it to be spread out. The Cavs have a really good bench this year, a group that was very deep, but I think that you missed on the sort of 7-10 range or the 6-9 range of players that you just don't have a bunch of guys that you rely on in the playoffs. You had a bunch of guys that you could rely on in the regular season. Like, nobody's looking at Sam Merrill and saying, you got to have him in the playoffs. Good piece. Like Sam Merrill a lot. Not meant as a knock, but I don't think you're using him as one of your star and key pieces to use in a 9-10 man rotation. There's just certain things that you have to do differently. 216-474-0092 is part of wanting to keep the core four together, a fear that a trade makes you worse. We'll get to your calls coming up on this, as well as the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today, the Station Buzz, coming your way in 5 minutes, right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Get a Grip coming your way here in about 40 minutes. Got a lot to get to. Still deny you. We got to get into the Browns, which we'll do, coming up at about 8:40. But let's get to the most pressing things said by our station's guest today. Let's do it with the Station Buzz. All right, let's keep the Cavs talk rolling, because let's start with a little more Chris Fedor coming from Cleveland.com on with Nick and JP today. This time talking about, sure, there's a core four, but there's levels to it.
The Cavs believe in their core four. Yes, the Cavs could make an argument that, bringing back all four of those guys continues to give them the best chance to compete for a championship. But, like, pieces around Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have changed. Those two guys have been the stable ones. Those two guys are the untouchable ones. And when you have a team like the Cavs, yeah, they've got a core four, but there are levels to this. And some guys are going to be more important to the future of this organization than others. Some guys are going to be more important to the short term of this organization than others. So I just think you have to be willing to make difficult decisions if you feel like that's going to be in the best interest of your chances of winning a championship.
I think that's a lot of what boils down here is that when you look at the core four, I think it's a lot of attachment things for people when you don't want to move off to, right? It's that fear that we talked about last segment of not wanting to, you know, make a trade that actually makes you worse, because we've all seen our fair share of those. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cavs, hey, do you think the Cavs have gone through a terrible one?
Trading Kyrie for Isaiah Thomas. That made him 100% worse.
I mean, yeah, but it wasn't like... Let's move off of Kyrie for the fun of it. Kyrie was like, move me.
Yeah, but it...
I mean, yes, it made them worse. I'm not arguing you. You're right. But, like, they were forced into that. I'm thinking, like, teams being like, oh, let's get better. Like, the Mavs. Oh, let's get better. Oh, Luka, why don't you get out the door? Like, that's one that's still to be determined because they're going to get Cooper Flagg. But that's one that, like, makes you worse. And I think back and I'm like, oh, it's terrible. I don't think the Cavs have, like... in my memory, made a deal that made them awfully worse. I think a lot of that probably boils down to LeBron being here for a large part of my memory, and any trade they made outside of when LeBron was here was basically useless anyway. It's like, oh, if you want to go and trade players that are playing on a 19-win team, have fun. That'll be enjoyable. It's not going to make us any better or worse. We're just bad. That's what it boils down to. But yeah, like, I don't think that the Cavs are in a spot right now that you get to say that. It is, there's a fear that you get worse. But yes, there are levels to it. Donovan and Evan fall under the untouchable category. And right now, Darius and Jared are the odd two out because they're going to be the easiest pieces to move that actually get you of something of value in return. I might not love Jalen Suggs, but there are Jaden McDaniels. It's value. You're getting something back. Dante DiVincenzo is a guy with a championship experience. He's a guy who can shoot the three well. I mean, you take that and you run with it every single time. Every single time I take it and I run with it. But the Timberwolves won't. But yeah, it's not just the core four is here and you can't get rid of the core. Hey, we got to let go some of the attachment issues and probably be willing to move off of a couple of these guys. Let's move into the world of the NFL with the Browns. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com joined Ken and Anthony this morning and talked about Shedeur Sanders and his lack of reps with a lot of the players that actually matter for the team.
Shedeur Sanders, and this is just a fact, he did not take any team reps yesterday. So when they went to 11 on 11s, he did not get those reps. He was basically the fourth team quarterback yesterday, which I've been saying all along that he would do that. They would have Joe and Shedeur as 3 and 4 or 4 and 3. And that's kind of the way that it's going to go. But that doesn't mean that these guys can't change it. It's up to them to flip the script. Shedeur could come back by next week and we could see him in 11 on 11s when it's open again next Wednesday.
So I keep this one in your mind for coming up here in about 14 minutes because that's going to matter. That part's going to matter. But I think a lot of what this is probably a little bit of overreaction to the fact this is voluntary OTAs and we're looking at a four quarterback room and it's just what the media can watch. It's one day of practice, right? It's all we've seen. The next media day, it could be the exact opposite. Maybe they're rotating days of, well, you know, today Dylan Gabriel doesn't get 11-on-11 work, and tomorrow, you know, maybe Joe Flacco doesn't get 11-on-11 work. Maybe they're just throwing it out in cycling through days, and you happen to watch a Shedeur day. I think that that's entirely possible. And yes, Shedeur is the fourth quarterback. When you open in the first set of team practices, Shedeur is and should be QB4. And that's someone who's telling you I would have drafted him with the second overall pick. Okay? He should be QB4. He's the latest quarterback that you drafted, and the veterans should be immediately getting in an advantageous position, right? They should be favored in the beginning of this battle. But I like what Mary Kay lays out, is you just don't count these guys out. You just don't go and say, all right, well, you're QB4 now. You're going to be QB4 till the end of time. All it takes is for Shedeur looking good. And you know what? My social media, as soon as I look up Shedeur Sanders from yesterday, was blowing up with, Shedeur Sanders looks elite. This guy's going to be a star quarterback in the NFL. He looked good. What did he complete? Like 7 of his 9 passes, I think somebody said. Okay, but he didn't get the 11-on-11 reps. And he can continue to look good and move your way up the ladder. Shedeur should have to move his way up the ladder. He should have to climb and get into the good graces, improve step by step. All right, well, you start me as QB4. How about I show you I'm better than Dylan Gabriel? Okay, how about I show you I'm better than Kenny Pickett, better than Joe Flacco? That's how you work your way into it. And I don't know that I'll have his opportunity to do that in the preseason. Hell, I don't even know if he's going to have his opportunity to do that in the regular season. But those are the necessary processes to go through. There is a natural starting order. As much as the Browns can tell you, all right, well, it's a four quarterback competition. All these guys are coming in with a chance to win the job. There's still a preset. We view this guy as 1, 2, 3, 4. A four quarterback competition just says all of them have the chance to actually change your mind. The segment that we do different days, probably tomorrow sometime around 10:20. But yeah, you don't have to worry about that one until tomorrow. All right, let's keep the football rolling. Daryl Ryder on with Baskin and Phelps, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter. And he talked about how the Browns could change how the practices are run according to the quarterbacks.
And I have a feeling that this is what we're going to be seeing going forward and maybe even into training camp, where he's going to split those guys up and run sessions on multiple fields so that he can get guys as many reps as possible, as opposed to we're just sitting there, you know, watching one drill on one field and, you know, then you're very limited in how you can split those.
I think Kevin already pretty much alluded to this. We're going to have to run camp and run OTAs and everything else a little bit differently because we have a four quarterback competition going on. And if you were just running one field and you were just making it so there was one quarterback operating at a time, guys, that would be the worst decision of all time. As long as it's four guys going for the job, you have to begin to split it up. You have to have guys getting reps where, hey, maybe Kevin's not watching with his eyes, but maybe it's Tommy Reese who is actually out there and observing you. Maybe the next day they flip, or the next set of reps they flip. It can't be just one field and everybody's out there practicing and you have guys on the sideline. You want to run a true competition? Okay, well, we're going to have to see these guys throw, and we're going to have to see them throw a lot. So split up. Multiple 11-on-11 sessions. Multiple 7-on-7 sessions. Hey, multiple sets of drills we're running it if you want to see more reps from each guy. You got to do something different to be able to make sure you have a true evaluation and you get to see who should be the week one starter in proper fashion. If not, well, then you're probably going to see a whole lot of no team reps at all for Shedeur Sanders, and that doesn't help anybody now, does it? Switching to the world of baseball, talking Guardians, Bob Nightingale covering the MLB for USA Today on with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive, and very interestingly talked highly of the Guardians offense later on this season.
I think certainly offensively it'll be better. Yeah, I just think guys have been banged up, and once they get their footing and stuff, it should be a solid offensive team, much like a year ago. And I think they'll be hanging around. Like I said, I still think it's the Tigers division to lose, but there's no reason why they can't get a wild card spot. And these days, it really doesn't matter if we have a wild card spot or win the division.
I think it was interesting to a national perspective. Hey, the offense is going to get better because right now I look at this team and I go, maybe the pitching will get better, right? Like maybe Tanner Bibee settles in a little bit. Maybe Gavin Williams settles in. You get Shane Bieber back. Like maybe the pitching will be this thing that settles down, which, yes, is the opposite of last year. But I'm looking around the lineup and going, Lane Thomas might land on the IL, and he was giving you a jack diddly before that. And who else is going to make the improvements? Who else am I supposed to actually turn and look at to say, oh, they're doing bad now, but just wait. Because I've seen about 2 months of Nolan Jones. I'm not much in the business of sitting around and waiting. If it's not happening right now, I'm probably not going to want to see another 2 months of Nolan Jones. Maybe there's guys. Maybe you're waiting on David Fry and it improves. Maybe you're waiting on the call-up of Chase DeLauder, or waiting on the call-up of CJ Kafis. Jack's excited for any talk of Chase DeLauder. But maybe you call up DeLauder, you call up Kafis, and that helps out the offense. But from the guys that are here right now, look, a lot of them are showing you sort of what they are. A couple of guys in down spells, but you're also seeing ridiculous sort of upswings from guys. It might be good, but maybe not this good. Which is where Al Pawlowski, who joined Ken and Anthony this morning, jumps in. Al of Guardians TV, he said just how dangerous and just how good Jose Ramirez has been.
You know, as well as he has hit the ball in his career, in a lot of places outside of Cleveland, he is still drastically underrated as a baseball player. This now, if he keeps this role and really puts him on the map and really shows what a consistent hitter Jose Ramirez is. And right now, I've seen him hit the ball hard his entire career. He is hitting the ball as well as he has ever hit it right now, which is saying a lot because he's had a great career. But right now, I think he's the most dangerous he's ever been.
Which is absolutely absurd, by the way. Like, not to say that Al's wrong, but if we're talking he's the most dangerous he's ever been, guys, he's 32 years old. If this is the most dangerous he's ever been, that's absolutely wild. And he's on a roll this year. I mean, he's hitting .318. He's on the 20-odd game hit streak. Whatever we're up to now, what is it, like 22, 23, 21, I think is the official number. I'll just name everything between 20 and 25. I have to get it right. I think it's 21, but he's on a 21-game hit streak. Like, yes, he's playing absolutely out of his mind, but that's the thing. Like, when I talk the offense and, like, yeah, there's a lot of guys that are performing not so well that maybe you expect to come up at least a little bit, Jose's almost in the opposite category. Yes, Jose's playing absolutely absurd, and he is massively underrated in places outside of Cleveland, and he is just about every Guardians fan's favorite player. It's not a knock. But there's probably a little bit of room for regression there from where he is right now. Like, he'll probably fall back down to earth at some point because Jose always falls back down to earth. not in a bad way, but he always levels out as sort of this, you know, I'm going to hit right around 280. I'm going to hit the home runs that you expect of me. I'm going to do... He's a consistent player. He's been consistent. I just can expect that to continue, and I don't expect his age 32 season to be, oh, well, Jose just figured out and unlocked a new level of his game. Guys typically don't do that. But it's where the offense finds its balance, where I think a lot of what you're waiting for this team to improve, and probably waiting in the wings elsewhere, whether that's the IL, the Columbus Clippers, or God knows where else. All right, that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back here, it is time to talk Browns. A conversation on the station throughout the day. Were the Browns hiding Shedeur Sanders from the media? It's in 5 minutes. You can jump in at 216-474-0092 right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. It's time to talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Little Browns. We got to talk a little bit of Browns today because, I mean, just things getting thrown around about Shedeur Sanders, and not in a bad way, not in a negative way, but I think in a very interesting conversation of the way that the Browns could be laying this out. Right? I told you from the Station Buzz to sort of hold on to that Mary Kay clip where she says, all right, well, Shedeur was the one guy that didn't run with the 11 on 11, or in, she didn't run with any of the team, and he was only basically throwing in one-on-one drills where, right, he didn't play 11 on 11. He didn't play 7-on-7. He was basically just running through individuals, and that was it. That was the only time you got to see him. And it was like, okay, sure, there's a defender, but you don't get to see him in the actual offense trying to run plays. I think there's a lot of things that go into that, but I thought Mary Kay earlier on today when she was with Ken and Anthony joined in with a very interesting possibility of what that could have been.
They may have wanted to pump the brakes on Shedeur mania a little bit and let the world know that, hey, yes, we are starting him at number four, and he's going to have to climb his way up over the other three quarterbacks if he wants to win this starting job. Or maybe that's just the way it is right now, and they're sticking with their plan. So I did think it was a little bit curious or interesting that he didn't take any of the 11-on-11s when we were out there. I don't know if it was by design, if there was a method to their madness, but it stood out like a sore thumb to me that Shador did not take any of those 11-on-11s.
So the idea that you're basically trying to quiet the media frenzy. So this is the interesting thing to me. I would hope that the Browns aren't doing this. That would be a sort of the ideal thing, because if in your thought process at any point is, well, let's try to get the media out of here. Let's try to get them to pay less attention to Shador and get them to realize he is QB4 and you don't have to pay as much attention because he's got a long road to climb. You don't need to be here every day and we can take some of the cameras off this team. Why would you even be thinking about that? If this is a four quarterback competition, that should not be a thought in your mind. You shouldn't care if there's a single camera in the building or if you have the entire national media showing up in a, you got helicopters out there giving live coverage of Shador throwing the football. Shouldn't matter at all. But I think there's a world where it does. I think there's a world where inside the facility, yes, you could absolutely be hiding Shador Sanders and trying to get this media out of here and try not to pay as much attention. Because if for any other reason, why is Dylan Gabriel throwing 11-on-11s? And why is Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, but not Shador? Easy answer is, well, he's QB4 and they were only running three, you know, steps worth of guys, as they were playing multiple iterations of 7-on-7. They played multiple iterations of 11-on-11 where they split up the two quarterbacks and the four quarterbacks into sets of two. And it's like, okay, we're going to put a veteran and a rookie over here and a veteran and a rookie over here. Yet Shador didn't take any of those reps. And I think that's a bad way to go about it. If you're this team right now, there should be only a couple things on your mind. How do we get back to a stage of winning, and what quarterback's going to allow us to do that? And let's figure out the quarterbacks, but let's see everybody play. If this is a four-man competition, let's make it a four-man competition. Let's play this thing out evenly. And if there's any other thought process going behind that, it doesn't make any sense to me. I told you earlier, I think Shador is the fourth quarterback in the room. And I think rightfully so is the fourth quarterback in the room. The way that the draft played out, the way that the Browns told you throughout the draft process, hey, we don't like Shador Sanders as much as we like Dylan Gabriel. Okay, yeah, you come in as the low man on the totem pole, like we talked about yesterday. But there's also this sort of a world where you can be the low guy, you can be the one at the bottom. If you're going to truly run a competition and you're going to call it even, maybe it was one day, maybe this was just an oddity, and maybe you ran out of time, or like I said earlier, cycling some of these guys. It should not be like this on a day-to-day basis. You want to run the competition, you're telling me there's four guys. Shador should be in the mix. If not, tell me, well, we're probably not going to go to Shador at the beginning of the season. It's a three-man competition. Shador's out of this. But if you're going to play it like this and give the opportunity to Shador, don't be thinking about the outside noise. Don't be letting any of that infiltrate the building, because that's what you tell me you don't do. No, we don't let any of this get to us. All that's going to be outside the locker room. When we're in the locker room, the only thing that matters is the guys that are in here, right? Let's roll through all of the common football talk and the common coach speak that we go through that all of these guys are going to live up to and say, yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, who's here or who's taking pictures, who's putting out videos. It's all about just seeing these guys play and all of us becoming better and as a unit becoming better. But it doesn't necessarily feel like that when you run these kinds of things. If you're going to be worried about the media, guys, congratulations. Shador Sanders threw 9 passes at that practice that they logged. And you know what the talk coming out of the camp was? It was still videos of Shador Sanders and people overreacting to videos of Shador Sanders. You can't stop the media. You can't stop these people from going through and overanalyzing every throw that he makes. You could have him throwing to a net. Okay, you could put out a net with little targets on there like they do, right? You have the throwing thing. You have to go, you know, top left, bottom right. You have to hit the middle, whatever it is. You're still going to get videos of Shador doing that. And positive or negative, they're still going to react. Welcome to the reality of drafting Shedeur Sanders. If you're looking for anything different, well, maybe that wasn't the guy for you. But if it's a world where you're hiding him, you're going about this all wrong. And it honestly, it gives me less hope that the Browns are going to be able to turn this thing around, because there's clearly an alternative thought process other than winning going on inside the building. And that's what derails teams from getting back on track. You have to be focused on the only goal that anybody should be focused on. And without that, then it's just doing you no help. You're doing yourself absolutely no favors by keeping Shedeur out of this competition and by trying to hide him from the media. It's all going to get there at some point. I guarantee you, if you don't have Shedeur Sanders throw a pass in front of the media, well, they're probably still going to write about that too. Shedeur didn't throw something at practice today. Is it going to be, is he hurt? Then you're going to have to answer those questions. Everybody's locked into what this kid's going to do. Just show them what's actually happening. And the part that also goes through to bother me a little bit is, let's say that this is reality. Okay, just for a second. And we'll talk a little bit more on the idea that it's not. Let's say this is reality. They are hiding him from the media. What kind of message is that sending on the other days where the media is not allowed in? You're not allowed to take videos of Shedeur at practice these days. You're not allowed to come watch him play. But those are the days that Shedeur is getting his reps. You don't think Shedeur Sanders realizes that? You don't think that goes through and bugs him a little bit and probably bugs the other guys on the field? When Joe Bitonio joined the station when he was on with Ken and Anthony a couple of weeks ago, he told everybody in Cleveland, you know what we want? The best quarterback to be starting games. They don't care if that's a rookie. They don't care if that's a 40-year-old veteran. They don't care if it has to come from outside the building right now. They want the best quarterback they can starting games in 2025. So if you think Shedeur's in that mix and in that competition, and you show that day after day, and you're trying to prove that to your team, but then all of a sudden, when the media gets to show up, you put on a facade that's, let's try to get everybody out of here. Let's try to get some people less excited about Shedeur. Even if you think you're doing it for his own good, and you're like, oh, let's try to pull away some of the attention here because maybe Shador's not ready. Well, you're not doing him any favors there either. You're just going to create a negative media buzz around him. Because like I said, it's not going away. Now, again, I think there's a ton of reality too where this is just, well, Shedeur is the fourth quarterback, and aside from, you know, limited reps and everything else, there's a ton of factors that go into this. Maybe Shedeur has been a little bit slower learning the install and learning the playbook so far, and he hasn't gotten up to those reps where you're like, if I run him out here in 11-on-11 right now, not only is he going to be running plays that he doesn't know, but with all of the cameras in front of you, you're going to make him look like a fool. And you're going to then, again, paint him in a negative light. And in that instance, yeah, it makes sense. Let the guy progress at the rate that he should be progressing. Right? And if it's slower and he can't figure it out, then sure. I'm not saying that's reality, but it's one possibility that can be laid out on the table. I would just hate for this to become a conversation in another instance where we know that this organization has done it before, where they're worried about things that are outside of their control and not happening on their football team, right? Where it's everything else, where it's, you know, if it's guys getting in trouble, if it's going through and Johnny Manziel conversation and trying to appease the media and everything else, that somehow makes its way into the locker room and everybody knows when it does. If this is what's happening, if this is what the Browns are actually going down the path that they lead, that's a dangerous spot. Because right now, I think you're looking at Shedeur Sanders as probably one of the most favorable quarterbacks in the city right now. If he's not number one, well, he's damn close right there behind Joe Flacco. And that's not going to change as the season progresses, by the way. Unless you fall less out of love with Joe Flacco after seeing him, or you see Shedeur and he plays and he doesn't play well, that's the only thing that's changing that. You can go to Kenny Pickett. You can go to Dylan Gabriel. The only thing that actually makes a difference is seeing those guys on the field, and if one of them plays above or below expected, Joe plays bad, goes down. Any of the other two quarterbacks play good, it goes up. And then the like for Shador, you know, might slot into second or third or fourth place, whatever it may be. But it's all based on results. Before you get to the regular season, Shador will be the first or second most favored quarterback in the city of Cleveland. And by far in the national media, he will be quarterback number one. And, I mean, that's just an absolute promise. I don't have to explain that. And I shouldn't have to explain that to anybody. We all know the type of attention that he brought and the excitement that it brings. That you draft him in the fifth round, I think you still look at him as sort of a QB1 situation, right? Where you could have drafted him in the first or the second round, and you treat him like the quarterback that we talked about all offseason and less like the quarterback that the Browns proved and sort of drafted him at. So you're going to continue to treat him like that, and he's going to be continued to be a fan favorite. You can't just hide him away. You can't just act like he's not going to be talked about for the whole season. That might work with some other guys who, you know, fall a little bit and need a little more time. This is truly a one-of-one scenario. In the modern age, I don't think we've seen a quarterback that has the type of popularity that Shador Sanders does. So this is a new experience for both the Browns and for the NFL in handling this. But you're not going to get through it. As someone who lives in this age and lives in this world of the media, you're not going to get around it. You're not going to bypass it. I can promise you that. The buzz will continue. Until Shador's on the field and proves us right or wrong, that buzz continues. 216-474-0092. Are the Browns hiding Shador Sanders, in your opinion? As well, here in 5 minutes, we'll get to the time that everybody knows. Get a grip halfway through the show right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.